So the sermon's over for today, so we can go home. He did a nice job this morning of kind of where I'm going with this, so good work there, Al. And you guys have figured out we're talking about the tongue this morning. In James 3, you can turn your Bible this morning, and we're going to read verses 1 through 12 in that third chapter of James. And the title comes right out of Scripture. It's titled Taming the Tongue. And so we're going to talk about the tongue today and how it can get us in trouble. And how many of you have had that in your life where your tongue's gotten you in trouble before? Anybody had that? Yeah. We all have been there, haven't we? Said the wrong thing at the wrong time and maybe said something that was inappropriate or hurtful or whatever it might be. And so we're going to learn about that this morning. I'm going to encourage you to keep your Bible open because we're going to go through, pretty much just going to go right down verse by verse and talk about what that's saying to us, how that looks in our life, and what that looks like, and what do we need to do with that. And so if you want to keep that open today, I'll reference a lot of these scriptures as we go. So follow along with me as I read to you here this morning. Not many of you should become teachers, my fellow believers, because you know that we who teach will be judged more strictly. We all stumble in many ways. Anyone who is never at fault in what they say is perfect, able to keep their whole body in check. When we put bits into the mouths of horses to make them obey us, we can turn the whole animal. Or take ships as an example. Although they are so large and are driven by strong winds, they are steered by a very small rudder wherever the pilot wants to go. Likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts. Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark. The tongue also is a fire, a world of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole body, sets the whole course on one's life on fire, and is itself set on fire by hell. All kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, and sea creatures are being tamed and have been tamed by mankind. But no human being can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil, full of deadly poison. With the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse human beings who have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. My brothers and sisters, this should not be. Can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring? My brothers and sisters, can a fig tree bear olives or a grapevine bear figs? Neither can a salt spring produce fresh water. The reading of the word of the Lord. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, as we read from your word this morning, may you bring that word to life. Lord, as your verses speak to us today, may your Holy Spirit just challenge our faith journey, our faith walk here. Lord, may you teach us something new in our lives today. Something that we may be not aware of in our walk with you. Lord, may you bless us. May you fill me with that same Spirit, Lord, and may that Spirit speak through me. And Lord, may these words be yours today. In Jesus I pray, amen. How many of you remember the show The Honeymooners? Yeah, some of you might. It's an old show. And so let me talk to you about this show, just a little bit about it. And if you know it, you are already laughing. I can see that. In the 1950s, the Honeymooners, they often made comedy out of conflict. It was a husband and wife that didn't get along very well, and they bickered and they argued, and all kinds of things happened. And if you knew Jackie Gleason well, him and Alice, his wife, they'd have conversation, and sometimes Alice would get Jackie all kind of riled up, and he'd respond, "What are these days, Alice? What are these days?" Pow, right in the kisser, right? That's what he said. Now, we sit and we laugh about these things, but often the tongue gets themselves in trouble. Now, let me bring you another show today. How many of you know about the show Jerry Springer? What's that show like? What a disaster, right? But they actually make money off of that thing. And it's the same type of concept, but in a totally different way. But often they bring families in that are in turmoil, and they're shouting things at each other. They can't get along. They're arguing about stuff. But it's the tongue that gets people in trouble. And most of it revolves around the words that you and I speak as well in our daily lives. I want you to think about that for a moment. I asked you that question. How often does the tongue get you in trouble? And most of you said, yeah, I've been there. I get it. I know that. It's happened in my life. But it's responsible for a lot of grief and hardship in the world today, isn't it? The tongue. The things we say. Our voices. You know, and if you think about it, it's been the culprit behind a lot of failed marriages, a lot of split families, split communities, split churches, whatever it might be, the tongue is a culprit around a lot of those issues. And if we could only learn to control the tongue, we'd be far better off. But here's the thing I want to share with you this morning. This is one area that I hardly see a difference in between a non-Christian and a Christian today. I mean, I've been in private business in the elevator for many years, and there are a lot of good farmers I worked with, a lot of good Christian farmers, and I've also gotten lashed out at a lot of those good Christian farmers who lose their cool over things, and they say things that they probably shouldn't. And you know people in your own life that you respect, that you consider them to be good Christian people, and sometimes people lose it, don't they? And they say things that their tongues probably shouldn't be saying, and you often wonder, where does that come from? How can that be? How can those words come out of somebody's mouth that are so wicked and evil and maybe hurtful to somebody else? And it might even be directed at you. Such a small part of the body, but causes so many problems in our world today. Think about conflict in the home. Conflict at your work, in the community. It's a reality. And, you know, and I bring up the show The Honeymooners, and it was supposed to be a comedy. And then I switch to Jerry Springer, and we see that it's not very funny. It's serious. It's painful. It's hurtful. It's divisive. And many times the conflict, they arise simply from what we say to each other and how we say it. And so this is something I want you to think about. We have a lot of married couples here, and we have brothers and sisters here, and your families. How can you tell when somebody's mad? Right? Do they need to even speak anything to you? Right? How many of you have used the silent treatment before? Right? Oh, here we see some hands go up already. I'm glad that you admit that. All right? That's a pretty common way that we communicate. You know, nonverbal communication is probably a majority of the way that we speak, but verbal communication is also a very key way that does a lot of hurt. But I want you to think about how you communicate and the ways that you communicate in your life. And you can hurt people and not even use words, can't you? But today we're focusing on the tongue. We're talking about words that are spoken, is what James wants us to think about in our life. So I want you to think about your life, your family, wherever you find yourself. And so in the manner in which we speak, the words we say can often make a difference in settling conflict. It's your choice. It's my choice whether we're going to use words that encourage and build up or words that will divide and tear down, right? We get to make the choice every time we speak into a situation. How many of you like to hunt, trap, do all kinds of things, target, shoot, use a gun? Anybody like to do that? Some of you do. Nobody does today? Well, I know that most of you do, but you get this analogy, right? When you fire a bullet, how hard is it to get that bullet back? Just about impossible, isn't it? I want you to think about the words that you use, because they're no different. The minute that you say something, You really can't take that word back when you say something. Now, it can be good, don't get me wrong, but also it can be something maybe that you're reaching out in, you're lashing out, or you're using your tongue in a way that you shouldn't be using it, and you might say something hurtful or something that you shouldn't be saying. And so sometimes our words can become verbal bullets, all right? How many teenagers do we have in the house today? Yeah, we got a few of you, right? Now, I've been there. I know what that's like. I live with some as well. And so and your parents have been there. Teenagers like to use verbal bullets, don't they? Have you ever said something at your parents that maybe you shouldn't have said? Or how many of you like to get that last word in? Right? Yeah. That sharp tongue. This is what James is talking about here. All right? Yeah. Teenagers, listen closely to what I'm saying. James says, be careful what you say because you can hurt, you can divide, right? He says, be careful of the words you choose. You know, and parents, your parents, you can sit there. They were there one day too. They were teenagers as well. So were grandpa and grandma. They've all been there. But be careful of the vocabulary that you use and the words that you use in your relationships. James 3, verse 5, I have it in the green box on the screen. If your Bible's open, you can follow along with me, but let me read it to you this morning. Likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts. Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark. James also compared the tongue to a bit in a horse's mouth. How many of you have been on a horse before? Right? Yeah, quite a few of you have. Right, you get the bridle on, you can kind of do what you want with that horse. How many of you rode in a boat before? The motor, the rudder, such a small thing, guides and directs it. Your tongue is the same way in your life. It guides and directs what you do. And here's the point I want to make with you that this morning. The tongue can either make you or it can break you, depending on how you decide to use it in your life. Right? You go to the book of Proverbs, you can find proverb after proverb, verse after verse. It talks about the tongue and the words that you use in life. Somebody that's slow to speak, slow to anger, you know, has a cool head, is way better off than somebody that's quick to speak, quick to lash out, somebody quick to lose their temper. Right? Proverbs speaks of that often in the way that we should live our lives. And this is what James points to this morning. Have you ever been around somebody that likes to brag about how good they are? Right? How many of you enjoy being around people that like to brag about how good they are? Right? You don't care to be around them, do you? Well, what about somebody that is always being abusive or saying hurtful things or saying derogatory things or things that hurt other people? See, we don't like to be around those type of people either, do we? We kind of tend to stay away. We don't want to be in their presence if that's how they're going to be. And so remember that in life. If I was to continue on in that same verse this morning, consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark. Words spoken out of turn or in the wrong manner to the wrong person can destroy a person. It can destroy a home. It can destroy a community. It can destroy a church. Such great destruction can come about. How many of you have heard about the story of the Hatfields and the McCoys over time? Maybe you've seen it. There's a whole documentary on this family in the late 1800s, just after the Civil War. Two families, they kind of lived across the river from each other. I believe one in West Virginia and maybe one in Maryland, somewhere in there. But they didn't get along. And they got into a fight. And most of it was verbal communication that went south. And they got into an argument over a pig. And by the time the argument was over, and this feud had gone on for quite a few years, 12 of them were dead because of this argument. All because of the tongue. They hated each other. Think about that in your life. You know, I've been part of this community for all my life. I've been part of this church for literally right at 12 years now. And there are things that I know of families in this community that I can almost say, you know, this is the Hatfield and McCoy situation. families that don't get along very well. But yet they show up to church on Sunday morning, and I often wonder, what is going on in their hearts? Because that makes no sense to me. What's going on? And maybe you find yourself in that situation today. And I'm going to challenge you to figure out where's your heart. Because it's not in the right place if that's where you find yourself in these feuds or these disputes. Or if you don't like a certain individual for maybe something that gone on a generation before. Right? James says, get rid of that stuff. Move beyond it. Put it behind you. Work through it. Get over it, is what he says. So let me ask you on the bottom of the screen, what kind of fires do we kindle in our families, in our workplaces, or maybe in the church with our tongues? What kind of things do we like to do? How many of you, this isn't even in my sermon this morning, but this is a great analogy. How many of you know of what I like to call, you have a person that's in your group or it can be in your family, and they're always causing problems? I like to call those people pot stirrers. How many of you have pot stirrers that you know of? Now, don't raise your hand here, all right? Because your wife might go home and say, what are you talking about? Right? So anyway, you have pot stirrers in your family, people that just like to create commotion and issues between each other and get people going, right? How many of you have pot stirrers that show up from time to time? Maybe it's a coworker. Maybe it's that uncle, or maybe it's that friend that you get together and it creates those kind of issues. You know exactly what I'm talking about here, don't you? And so, if you're a pot stirrer, be aware of that. And maybe you don't even notice that. But be aware of how you do things and the things you say and maybe the commotion that you start. Because that's my question I want to ask you this morning. What kind of fires do you kindle with your tongue in those types of relationships? Right? Now, what is one of the most common ways that we know of in the world today that is just a pot stirrer, creates fires, spreads out through the communities? You find it in a coffee shop. What's the word that we use often that God says you should stay away from? Gossip. Exactly. Right? Gossip. Be careful with the tongue when it comes to gossip, because all kinds of crazy stories get started, don't they? And guess what? Gossip hurts people. Doesn't it? Stories go around that are half true. Stuff gets added on to them that not even part of it. Right? Gossip. It gets twisted. You know, if you want to know what happened to a certain person and you're wondering what's going on in their life, what should you do? Go to the person. Have a conversation with them. Talk about what's going on in their life. Right? Know what the truth is. Don't try to piece it together and grab this piece from what this person said and what this person said and concoct something. And then even worse, you go spread it out to somebody else. Be careful of gossip, because your tongue can devastate people's lives as well in that area. How many of you, I just loved Elk because he set me up very well this morning. How many of you like to sit around a campfire? Right? That's kind of enjoyable to do, especially in the fall evenings. It gets a little bit cooler out. Sit around a campfire. You do all kinds of things. Think about James 3, verse 6. The tongue also is a fire, is what it says. Now, we get that. We understand that. But then it goes on to say, it can corrupt the whole body. It sets the whole course of one's life on fire. And then it says this in the end, which is quite significant. Itself is set on fire by hell, right? And I think that what that says to you and I is be careful, because this is where Satan might like to work in your life, because it's easy for him to slip in and for you to say that word you shouldn't, right? that extra jab or that extra word you want to just dig in and go a little deeper to make sure that whoever you're talking to understands what you're getting at. Right? Yeah. How many of you ever met somebody and you can't remember their name? You ever had that? Yeah, I have it all the time too, all right? But let me say this to you. If you meet somebody and they say the wrong thing to you, and they offend you or they hurt you, you never forget what they said, do you? It doesn't have to be. It doesn't matter what their name is. But you know exactly the words that they spoke to you. And you remember them for a very, very long time. Think about the words that we speak. And I think that's what that speaks of here. Our words can bring healing or they can bring division. And some of us might even find the word of God divisive sometimes in our families as we have communication about what the truth might look like in our lives. James 3 verse 1, I'm backing up a little bit here on you now, but it says, not many of you should become teachers, my fellow believers, because you know that we who teach will be judged more strictly. Right? We're held to a higher standard. And why is that? Because God wants to make sure that when we speak as teachers, as a pastor, as youth leaders, whatever it might be in the church, make sure that we always speak the truth. Nothing's added to it. Nothing's taken away from it, as it says in the book of Revelation, that we speak the truth of God. And we're held to that standard. And so what James says is, what we say matters in our lives, especially as teachers and youth leaders and pastors. What we say matters. Because when we preach the truth, when we share the truth, we bless the church, we bless the people of God. But let me say something, if we lie, if we don't preach the truth, we lead people all over the place that they shouldn't be. Lies. In the wrong areas of life. The tongue's a hard thing to control, isn't it? And it's run by the heart. And if the heart's not in tune with God's will, it can be a disaster. What's one thing you always notice up here when I preach the Word of God, when I read Scripture, the first thing we do is we do what? We pray. Always for the Holy Spirit to lead, to speak, to guide. And I hope that if you're a teacher, if you're a youth leader, that before you start those types of things, you take time to pray that God will use you to speak truth in those moments. And you know what? I'm going to even go a little bit further with that this morning. If you're a parent, you are a teacher of the Word of God in your home. What are you speaking? Are you asking for God's help to pour the Holy Spirit into you, to give you the words to speak the truth to your children, that they know the foundation of where they need to stand in this world today? So you're not off the hook thinking, well, I'm not a teacher, I'm not a pastor. Yes, you are. If you have children or grandchildren, you sure are today. And Satan loves to destroy with the tongue. James 3, verse 7 and 8, all kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, and sea creatures are being tamed and have been tamed by mankind, but no human being can tame the tongue. You know, you think about life, there are all kinds of things that we've tamed in our life. You know, we can take a wild stallion, you can break it, and you can ride it and do whatever you want with it. We can take a parrot, a wild bird, and teach it to talk. But yet, the Bible says we have a hard time controlling the tongue, don't we? Yeah. And that it can be full of deadly poison. You know, and here's what I want to teach you today. I've lived life with a lot of you, and let me just share this with you. If you struggle to control your tongue and the words that come out, there's only one person, one God that can control that tongue, and that's Jesus Christ. And if you got a problem where you speak too much filth in your life, if you swear and you cuss and you don't use words that are uplifting and building, you need to pray to God to control, to bridle your tongue. And here's the key. I truly believe this, that it is the work of the Holy Spirit in your life that controls your vocabulary. And you'll never do it on your own. Never. Only the Holy Spirit can bridle it and will take away those words that you shouldn't be speaking in your life. And so that's a challenge that I want to make out there to you today. If you can't hold your temper and you get wound up and you say things you shouldn't, there's only one person that can control that, and that's the Holy Spirit in your life. And then James 3 verse 9 says this, with the tongue we praise our Lord, and with it we curse human beings who've been made in God's likeness. And then it goes on to verse 10 and it says this, out of the mouth, out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. And then he says, why is that? That shouldn't be. How can you be a follower of Jesus Christ, but yet we do these things? And we know that's a result of our sinfulness, and we're going to do that from time to time. And I get that, and I understand that. And I'm on the hook here just as much as you guys are, as the way that I speak and the words that I use as well. But he says, that shouldn't be. Work at that. Change that in your life, he says. And so I wanted you to think about, I got a picture of a drinking fountain up there this morning. Now, if half of that water is coming out as poison, and the other half is good water, and you decide that, well, I'm going to try to drink from the good half, how's that going to go for you and I? Do you get it? It's the same way with our mouths, with our tongues. If you speak harsh, bad words all the time, and yet you show up to church on Sunday and you praise God all the time, it's like, what is going on? It doesn't work that way, because the two run together, is what James says. It's like that drinking fountain. If you take a drink, I'll guarantee you that you're going to get some poison, because it's all mixed together, isn't it? Right? Yeah. James says, because your tongue shows your heart. How many of you get in those moments in life that you just push to the brink and then all of a sudden you just lose it and you snap and you say something you shouldn't? Right? How many of you have been there? Yeah, I've been there. Yep, you can. I can go to my boys and they can give you all kinds of examples of when I've been there. Right? Your children could probably do the same thing. But let me just say this. There's going to be times when you're going to mess up. But know that that's okay, because there's forgiveness and grace. But here's, I think, the most important thing you need to do. When you do mess up, I think you need to go back to whoever that was, whether it's your children or your spouse or a parent or a neighbor, and say, hey, I'm sorry. I need to ask for forgiveness. I shouldn't have said that. And you need to own that, right? That's part of maturity. That's part of growing in faith, growing in Christ, of owning some of those mistakes, some of those things that we do in life. So practice that in your life. So if you find yourself in that spot in life, pray for God to soften your heart. Pray to God to remove those words from your vocabulary in your life. Let me finish with this. James 3 verse 12. Kind of a confusing verse, but let me give you some kind of what James is getting at. My brothers and sisters, can a fig tree bear olives or a grapevine bear figs? neither can a salt spring produce fresh water. You get that and you understand that. And we know that a fig tree can only produce figs. But here's the point that I want to make with you this morning. The point is that you are known by the words you speak. It's how people know you. The words that you carry with you, the way that you speak them to others, that's how people relate to you. That's how they see you in your life. So I want you to take note of the words that you use today. You have the power to bring life, and you have the power to also bring death into relationships by your tongue. And that's why James talks about the tongue today. Because he gets it, right? It's hard. So let's pray.